The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1962, it was another misfire at the moon. NASA's Ranger 3 got a little too much lift from the second stage of its rocket launcher, missing the moon by 22,000 miles. A joint venture between NASA and the European Space Agency was launched today in 1978, the International Ultraviolet Explorer. A precursor of the Hubble Space Telescope, International Ultraviolet Explorer had detectors which could instantly aim it at the sources of distant ultraviolet emissions, such as supernova 1987A. International Ultraviolet Explorer remained fully functional in orbit for almost two decades. Science fiction author A.E. Van Vogt died on this day in 2000. In 1967, the Enterprise returned to Earth and found itself in the 20th century in the Star Trek episode Tomorrow is Yesterday.
Captain's log, stardate 3113.2. The Enterprise, out of control. Maximum warp power in reverse propels us backward in time.
UFO is picking up speed and climbing. I'm going in closer.
Try and beam that pilot aboard.
What about Jim? He's down there alone, probably under arrest. He doesn't have a communicator, and we can't locate him or beam him back aboard without one.
Sabotage, espionage, unauthorized entry, burglary.
I am going to lock you up for 200 years.
In 1994, a year after the pilot movie set the stage, the first season of Babylon 5 began with the episode Midnight on the Firing Line, setting the show's pre-planned five-year storyline into motion.
Does your government have a position on the current situation? Will you attend the emergency meeting?
Yes.
They are a dying people. We should let them pass.
Who? The Narn or the Centauri?
Yes.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Vorp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures in K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and filmed by Earl Green.